Ashland Center.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The massive budget and spending bureau cleared the final hurdle passing in the House today. The vote,
on this vote
mostly along party lines.
The yeas are 218, the nays are 214.
Two Republicans voted against the sweeping package with Democratic opposition. Before leaving for Iowa, President Trump taking a victory lap on the big win.
I think I have more power now, I do. You know, I could say, oh, gee, I don't know. I think I probably do because we've had a great record of success.
President Trump expected to sign the bill into law tomorrow at a July 4th ceremony. Russia today becoming the first country to formally recognize the Taliban's government in Afghanistan since it seized power in 2021. Russia removing it from its list of outlawed organizations. An investigation underway after a section of the wing flap to a Delta Airlines jet fell out of the sky and landed onto somebody's driveway. That jet was coming in for a landing at Raleigh-Durham International Airport. This is ABC News. In Northern California, the search continues for victims still missing after a warehouse filled with fireworks caused a massive explosion. It happened in Esparto in Yolo County. Seven people are still missing and unaccounted for. Coney Island's famed competition on July 4th going old school. The man with the biggest bite at Nathan's Coney Island hot dog eating contest is back.
It was 2023 when we last heard this.
I give you the number one ranked eater in the world. Joey Chestnut!
Joey Chestnut was excluded from the competition last year because of a contract dispute, but this year he'll be back on the boardwalk. The yearly dog fight has been held since 1972, and professional competitive eater Joey Chestnut is by far the person with the most wins. This 4th of July, he'll be looking for his 17th Coney Island first place medal and trying to break his world record of wolfing down 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
ABC Sherry Preston. I'm Michelle Franzen. ABC News.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
You know, Grasshopper mowers are built to last and provide superb cutting. But have you seen everything else the Grasshopper offers? Grasshopper has over 17 different models to suit your specific lawn application, from small home models to large commercial equipment. Unique features like the one-touch power fold deck lifts the deck with the use of a button for easy maintenance and storage. To see all the features of a Grasshopper mower, visit your local Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor, from man to lawn. O'Reilly.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro refrigerant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. If your vehicle's AC is blowing hot air, beat the heat with AC Pro. Visit your O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
River Valley's athletic and FFA programs have earned a strong record of success throughout the years. The River Valley Booster Club helps to subsidize district funding for these programs by fulfilling requests that range from team equipment and clothing needs to sponsoring students through college scholarships. The Booster Club couldn't be successful without the commitment and support of the community. Community members are welcome to attend meetings held the first Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. in the high school library. Go Blackhawks!
This Independence Day, join us in Lone Rock at Fireman's Park for 2 days of family fun. Starting July 3rd in the evening and continuing July 4th all day. Bright and early on July 4th, lace up for the 5K Water Run Walk. Race day registration available. Browse the marketplace from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. featuring Gina's Creations, crossbody bags and bowl koozies, along with party light candles and more. At 11 a.m., the parade marches through downtown, followed by a mouth-watering chicken barbecue.
and live hometown music. Don't miss the sand wrestling at 1 p.m., youth sports, softball, and baseball fun as dark falls, gaze skyward for a stunning fireworks display that lights up the Lone Rock sky. All this and more, July 3rd and 4th at Fireman's Park, free to all, open to families, and full of community pride.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Scattered showers and storms likely tonight. Mild and muggy with a low of 70. Becoming sunny, hot and humid for your 4th of July. Heat indexes upper 90s with a high of 92. Winds will be south-southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Warm and sticky tomorrow night with a low of 72. Very warm and sticky still on Saturday. Showers and storms likely by midday with a high of 88. And then comfortable with clearing clouds on Sunday and a high of 83. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny. The winds are out of the west-northwest at 4 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 88 degrees with a heat index of 95, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer.
100.9 WRCO. I roll out of bed, grabbed a cup of caffeine this morning. Walked out the door, didn't even kiss you goodbye. Hurry into work, a car pull out, no warning. In an instant it all flashed before my eyes. And I'm gonna live the rest of my life like I got one day left to live, one night left to love you. Starting right now, I'm starting all over, doing what I should do. Should this be my last, or I've got 100 years. From this day on, I'm gonna live my life like I got one day left to live. Been all she wrote me. Think I'll turn this car around and head back home. There's a lesson to be learned in this, it showed me. Take nothing for granted, in a second it can all be gone. But I'm gonna live the rest of my life like I got one day left. Starting right now, I'm starting all over, doing what I should do. Should this be my last, or I've got 100 years. From this day on, I'm gonna live my life like I got one day left to live, one night left to love you. Starting right now, I'm starting all over, doing what I should do. Should this be my last, or I've got 100 years. From this day on, I'm gonna live my life like I got one day left to live.
I don't wanna hear no sad songs. I'm out here cutting it loose. You think it's hunting season, by the way I'm killing the goose. Yeah, it's got me feeling the groove. Two-stepping with my baby, breaking in these Luke Casey boots. So play something we can sing to. Play something we can raise hell and a drink to. Don't get me going just to go and slow it down. pour up another round. I don't wanna hear no sad songs. I just wanna have some fun tonight. Dancing all the way till last call. Drink in my hand got me feeling right. It's been a long week, a gone wrong week. So keep that good time spinning on repeat, yeah. I don't wanna hear no sad songs. I don't wanna hear no sad songs. Come on, play that wagon wheel. Turn up that Sweet Home Alabama. Give me all of the bills. Yeah, don't forget the chicken fried. I want it served up with a little Sweet Caroline. So play something we can sing to. Play something we can raise hell and a drink to. Don't get me going, just get going. Slow it down. Pour up another round. Hey. I don't wanna hear no sad songs. Wanna have some fun tonight. Dancing all the way till last call. Drink in my hand got me feeling right. It's been a long week, a gone wrong week. So keep that good time spinning on repeat, yeah. I don't wanna hear no sad songs. I don't wanna hear no sad songs. Sad songs. I just wanna have some fun tonight.
That's right.
Dancing all the way till last call. Drink in my hand got me feeling right. It's been a long week, a gone wrong week. So keep that good time spinning on repeat, yeah. I don't wanna hear no sad songs. I don't wanna hear no sad songs.
Cause when it comes to heartaches, I'd rather give than to receive. I've never cried myself asleep, just praying I'll get through. I've never lost a love, not counting you. Not counting you, I've never had a heartache. Not counting you, I never have been blue. Exceptions to the rule. I've never been nobody's fool. I've never lost a love, not counting you. I've never got down on my knees and asked the Lord above if he would only bring me the one I'm dreaming of. Begging to be taken back and swearing I'll be true has never crossed my mind, not counting you. Not counting you, I've never had a heartache. Not counting you, I never have been blue. Exceptions to the rule. I've never been nobody's fool. I've never lost a love, not counting you. There's no exceptions to the rule. I've never been nobody's fool.
Top shelf, yeah, you can call me cheap, but that won't bother me. I got
evening and welcome to Home Talent Baseball. Tonight we have a great matchup between Hollandale and Arena coming up live from Arena Aces Home Ballpark. That's following our pregame show today from WRCO in Richland Center. And also we'll hear from our summer baseball sponsors and a look at today's schedule coming up in just a moment.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. This July, grill and chill with Red Hot Buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Get B&B Oak and Hickory charcoal briquettes plus a huge selection of grills. Spend $3.99 or more and get free assembly and delivery. Stay cool with a perfect air high velocity fan and water smarter with the 50-foot pocket hose silver bullet 2.0. From your backyard to your tool shed, Walsh's Ace has your summer essentials you need. And as always, we appreciate your business.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
It's a light dusting of games on the day before Independence Day. Middleton is at Black Earth, and the game coming up on the radio, Hollandale is at Arena. On the 4th, it gets a little busier. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb will be at Ridgeway. Also, Dodgeville at Wyota and Verona at Muscadet. All of those games get underway at 1 o'clock. At 4 tomorrow, Cross Plains at Mazamani and Sauk Prairie at Reedsburg. Both Mazamani and Reedsburg have 4th of July celebrations going on, so baseball is right there in prime time for those communities. On Saturday, Schulzburg-Benton at Blanchardville. Cazenovia will play at Mazamani Saturday night. That starts at 7 o'clock. And the Sunday schedule this weekend has Muscadet at Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, also Wyota at Hollandale, Ridgeway at Verona, Belleville at Argyle, Middleton at Reedsburg, Black Earth at Ashton, and Wanakee is home against Cross Plains. Plus, Arena will be at Dodgeville. All of those get underway with first pitch times of 1 o'clock this coming Sunday. This is the Home Talent Baseball pregame show.
Your local Napa Auto Parts dealers in Richland Center and Boscobel have the tools you need and the savings you want. Right now, get your choice of Milwaukee half-inch socket sets for just $69.99, metric or SAE. Each set comes packed in a tough Milwaukee case and is built to last. You'll save up to 26%, but only while supplies last. Stop into Napa and Richland Center or Boscobel today and get the good stuff.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
Nick Larson Arena joins us here on WRCO. Nick, you get ready for a big weekend and a Thursday night game. It's a pretty important one for Arena, isn't it?
Yeah, we get to host Hallandale on Thursday night. We kind of had a tough weekend last weekend. We lost both of our games, an extra inning game down in Argyle, and then we were kind of on the wrong side of a 10-run rule game on Sunday at home. So I know our guys are itching to get back out there and get a little redemption and kind of get things going in the right direction again. And then not to look ahead, but then we go to Dodgeville on Sunday, which is a big game. We're getting down to the last few weeks of the season and trying to get a playoff game in Arena.
Absolutely. And, you know, a couple of setbacks there. Things were rolling along pretty well before this last weekend, weren't they?
Yeah, I mean, we got a great group of guys. And Saturday was one of those games where, you know, we played a team that was what you call at the bottom of the league, I guess. I don't think we came out a little flat-footed, but it was one of them games where it seemed like everything Argyle did kind of went their way, and it took us a while to bounce back. We got down 8-2 in the first inning, and we ended up battling back and tying it to go to extras, and we just came up short.
When you look at this weekend, then you have the game with Hallandale and Dodgeville. So again, you could right the ship pretty quickly if you get a couple of wins, couldn't you?
Yeah, if we obviously want to win them both, but we're going to go with Thursday's game as the number one we need to get and try sticking us right there at the top of the league yet. I know Verona kind of got ahead of us there, and which is expected. They're a good team, but we're itching to get back in the win column.
And with Dodgeville on Sunday, that would be a head-to-head. If you could knock them off, that would be really cool, especially for the upcoming playoff seeding, wouldn't it?
Yeah, with going to Dodgeville, there's a lot of, I don't know if I'd call it rivals, but a lot of guys know each other with playing high school ball against each other, and it's always fun to play Dodgeville and always competitive, good baseball. And, yeah, if we could get, well, it'd be nice to get both of them, keep us right at the two seed. But, yeah, definitely for head-to-head, we need both of these to keep the tiebreakers in check and looking to get a home playoff game.
Well, I know you have a good deal of pitching. Have you thought about how you're going to do it this weekend? How you're going to handle who's going to be on the bump?
Yeah, we're going to go with Elijah on Thursday night, and we're going to, as we all know, he's a good kid and a competitor, and we're going to try going with him, and then not really piece it together. We kind of got all hands on deck for that Thursday game because we feel that game is get us back on the right foot and get the train back on the track, so to speak. So I'm sure we'll use Elijah, Ethan Wickman, and Nate Jennings if needed be to try getting back on track and then see what Sunday brings.
Right. And it's a 4th of July weekend, so I'm guessing it'll be a big night in Arena Thursday night, won't it?
Yeah, it will be. You know, it was actually supposed to be a Friday 1 o'clock game, and with it being the 4th, and we kind of made some phone calls and thought maybe we kind of need to play Thursday night to people, a lot of things going on local and on Friday, and we know Arena's a good baseball community, and we got great concession stands, and I would imagine it's going to be a real nice crowd. I'm sure Hallandale will travel well as well, so I don't know we did bump the game up to 6:30, so being a 9-inning game. So it'll be nice. Might be a little warm to start out, but as the evening sets in, it should be a great night for baseball, providing Mother Nature holds off for us.
Absolutely. All right. Well, good luck as you get ready for the game, Nick, and we'll see you in arena.
All right. Thanks, Phil.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with a vacation raffle. Grand prize is a 5-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida. First prize is a 3-night getaway to Lac du Flambeau, plus more prizes, including cash and adventure packages. Tickets are $10 each or 5 for $45, available at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, and Napa Auto Parts. Winners are drawn July 17th. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com. Sunshine and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
A lot goes into powering this community. That's why your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wants you to know we've got you. It's a pledge to make sure you're always taken care of. A pledge we honor every day. From our member service representatives to our linemen and those making sure the power you use is there when you need it. We've got you. Always.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hillpoint, 986-4300.
Whenever you're in southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
It's summer baseball on WRCO. We're proud to bring you coverage of talented local athletes. Today's game is made possible by our generous sponsors, Chitwood Electric, Julie's Tax Service, Walsh's Ace, Richland Electric, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Jones Chevrolet, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, Cardinal Glass CG, Arneson Service and Repair, Scott Industries, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Brouhaha Roasters, Meister Cheese, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, BL Signs, The People's Community Bank, House on the Rock Attraction Resort, Wilkinson Auction Company, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Turbos, Julie Karen State Farm, Pratt's, and Dunkin' Donuts.
From Arena, good evening. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. Coming in tonight at 4-3, the Hollandale Rockets, and they're taking on the 5-2 Arena Aces. The game coming up here on WRCO Radio under a beautiful, beautiful sky here tonight. Sunshine, yeah, it's a little sweaty, and but there's a nice breeze coming across the diamond, and I talked to both dugouts before the game, and they're all saying we're grateful that we're playing tonight as opposed to tomorrow night, or tomorrow when this game was originally scheduled for the 4th of July at 1 o'clock. So it would have been a little close tomorrow, and they're glad to be here tonight. The sun is starting to kind of go down a little bit, a little breeze across the diamond. It's a good summer baseball night here in Arena. It's an important game for both teams. I know managers Scott Garthwaite and Corey Kelly, and also the Knicks, Nick Larson and Nick Jennings, knowing the importance of this game tonight. We'll have more about it, including the starting lineups and first inning play-by-play in just a moment. You're listening to Hometown Baseball from WRCO Sports.
The calendar brings a change of seasons. So does life.
I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
As business owners, our community is more than just a location, it is home. At Julie Karen State Farm, we're proud to serve and grow alongside the people who make this place so special, supporting local dreams, building authentic connections, and thriving together. Supporting our community, and in return, our community believing in us, is an investment in one another. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. People ask us why they should sell their farm equipment, construction equipment, or real property at live auction with Wilkinson Auctions. Three big reasons. First, our marketing team gets your equipment in front of serious buyers across the world. Second, our top-notch auction team runs a great auction, making it easy for buyers and sellers to do business. Third, our auction team consistently gets top dollar for equipment through our live auctions. When results matter, hire Wilkinson Auctions. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
And this just in from the National Weather Service, there is a severe thunderstorm warning. That's for northwestern Grant County and also southern Crawford County until 7:15. At 6:30, a severe thunderstorm was located near Prairie du Chien, moving east at 25 miles per hour. Communities that could be affected by this include the rural areas of northwestern Grant and Crawford counties, including Wazika, Worley, Mount Ida, Harris Ridge, Highway 60 and 61, and County Roads K and 2T. So once again, there's a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Grant County and southern Grant County in southwestern Wisconsin.
Is Max Miles. Arena has Alan Spurley at first base, Nate Jennings at second, Jimmy Jennings is the shortstop, and Trey Schulte at third. Wyatt Miller in left, Keegan Schoes in center, Alex Stotts is the right fielder. And now the Hollandale batting order, Kason Helgeson, the left fielder, bats first, Luke Kelly number two, and he is at third base. Trey Gordon, the catcher, hits third. Chase Ignatius is at first base, batting cleanup. Trenton Owens, the right fielder. Brent James, the DH, will be followed by Kyle Thompson hitting seventh, the shortstop. Dakota James at second, hitting eighth. And Damon Henriksen, the center fielder, batting number nine. Set to go in arena tonight under beautiful skies. Heard Tim's weather announcement. You wouldn't know anything about that here because it's clear blue skies wall to wall, and sunshine as the first batter gets set to stand in here tonight. Kason Helgeson getting ready for the first pitch of the ball game from Eli Ault from the windup. Here's the pitch. Ripped well. Center fielder going back. This ball is in the gap, and the center fielder makes the grab, or does he? No. Against the fence at 375, it pops loose, and it's a double for Kason Helgeson. Good start for Hollandale. First ball hitting, and Helgeson stands at second base. Luke Kelly at third base will hit next. Coming in here from the right side of the plate, checks the sign, and will stand in here. The Rockies in their dark blue uniforms with a white lettering. Arena, a little lighter blue with red and a light blue lettering. First pitch now to the next batter. That's going to be taken for a strike. Nothing in one to Kelly. Great crowd continuing to assemble here at Arena. Good to see a lot of fans here tonight. I didn't get beat up on the way in. That's always a positive. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Batter squares and offer. That's a strike. So two on the batter now. Luke Kelly will step out. Good start for Hollandale. They are a younger team. A lot of guys that played, the Pecatonica ball club's been very successful. A lot of them coming through that ball club, but other schools in that neighboring district. Here's a pulled foul ball way out of here, left field. And Kelly will get another chance as the ball goes out to the mound. Eli Ault, normally a quick worker here and an adorable pitcher. Arena very deep in the pitching category this year with lots of guys that can come in and give them a few innings. 0-2, here's the pitch. That's high. Good snag by Miles. One ball and two strikes to Luke Kelly. Game time temperature here in Arena at 86 with a little sunshine. It will cool off fairly quickly, though, tonight. 1-2 offering. Here's the pitch. That's high. Evens the count at two balls and two strikes. 4th of July festivities all around tomorrow. Of course, close to us in Lone Rock and Mazamani just down the road from here with a big celebration tomorrow on the 4th. Ault ready. There's the pitch. And he checked his swing and did not go, says the base umpire. So the count is full now on Luke Kelly. Trey Gordon due next for Hollandale here in the opening inning. Batter checks back in, runner at second, and Ault looking in for the target. Miles with the glove up. Here comes Ault's pitch, swing and a miss, and there is one away. First strike out of the night for Eli Ault, and the batter will be Trey Gordon. Gordon coming in, he is the catcher tonight for Hollandale. It's ready as he stands in. Runner still at second base, gets a good-sized lead. Ault bringing it to the plate. Curveball just a bit low. One ball and no strikes. Arena off to a 5-0 start and then lost both games last weekend. So tough losses for sure. Trying to get back on track tonight. That one is high from Ault on a fastball, and it's now, two balls and two strikes. That ball hit by Helgeson was a pretty good shot out there. Again, did not have a shot at getting out of here, but certainly had some distance right in front of the 375 sign, which would have been out of some ballparks. Here's a chopper on the right field side, picked up by the first baseman. Spurley pitches it over to Ault, covering the bag, and that's the second out. On the play, Helgeson goes to third for Hollandale. That is a 3-1 putout, and now Chase Ignatius will be the batter. Chase will get a couple of swings in and now stand in. Runner at third base for Hollandale, trying not to waste that leadoff double. The ace is trying to get back to the dugout right now. Ault to the belt, and here's the pitch. Fouled right back to the screen, and it is strike one. Owens due next. If Ignatius can reach. Ace is infield, playing back a couple of steps deep at the edge of the outfield grass. Helgeson leading slightly at third base. The 0-1 offering is inside, nearly hit him. Count goes to one ball and one strike. Both teams featuring a lot of players that were on the same team in high school. Carrying it over to post-high school here and still having some baseball fun. 1-1 from Eli. And here's the pitch. Upstairs for a ball. Last time I was here, Arena with a 2-0 victory over Muscadet. Very good game. Ault went the distance, as did Alex Meister for Muscadet. 2-1 offering the pitch. Bounced foul outside of first. Down the line and out of play. It's now 2-2. Our player of the game that game was Jimmy Jennings, who had a handful of hits that day. Eli said to me afterwards, hey, what's a guy have to do to get on the radio? What, 9 innings? I said, yeah, I know. You didn't have 4 hits, though. Pitch is outside for a ball. Count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. We have high standards, you know. Helgeson back to third base. Gets a lead. Payoff pitch now from Alt to Ignatius. Swing and a miss, and they got him. That's the third out. That will do it in the inning. No runs and a hit. No errors. One left. Stranded at third base for Hollandale after a half inning at Arena. Our scheduled nine-inning affair tonight. It is Hollandale nothing and Arena coming up from WRCO Radio Sports.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8- and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
The batting order for Arena tonight, the pitcher Eli Alt leads it off, followed by the shortstop Jimmy Jennings. Nate Jennings at second base hits third. Alan Spurley at first base will bat cleanup. Trey Schulte at third base, followed by Zach Paulus, the DH. Max Miles hits seventh, the catcher. Deegan Schoes in center field hitting eighth. Wyatt Miller, the left fielder, batting number nine. Ethan James on the mound for the Rockies, and then behind the plate is Trey Gordon, then Chase Ignatius at first. Second base, Dakota James. Kyle Thompson at shortstop. Luke Kelly at third. First pitch is called a strike. Nothing in one. Jason Helgeson in left field. Damon Hendrickson in center. And also the right fielder tonight is Trenton Owens. Here's the pitch. That one lifted towards short, and it's just over the shortstop's glove for a base hit. Solid single for Alt, and he is on board. Throw comes in, almost went by the cutoff, and Elijah was given a look but stays at first base. So Arena counters with a leadoff hit as well. Here is Jimmy Jennings standing in for Arena. James, a right-hander for Hollandale, seems to throw the ball with pretty good velocity. James set, runner leads. Here's the pitch. That's a strike on the outside corner. Nothing at one to the batter. Good bullseye pitch there by the batter shooting, by the pitcher shooting the corner and miss and getting it right on the edge. Not missing a ball by much. Here's a chopper to first, backhanded. They'll go to second, high and into left field, and all going all the way to third base on the high throw. And at first base is Jimmy Jennings. So Arena has two aboard here with nobody out in the opening inning, and that'll bring up Nate Jennings. Ignatius made a nice play at first, but then a really high throw over the shortstop's head. He was covering second base and into left field. So Alt and Jennings aboard, and Jennings at the plate. Nate stands in, taking a look right now and getting ready. Runners get their leads. Here's the pitch, and that is a ball. One ball and no strikes. The ace is trying to get right out of the gate here. The opening inning. James works the baseball. Runners lead at first and third. Kick in the pitch. That one is taken for a strike. One ball and one strike. Fans here tonight with umbrellas and lawn chairs. I brought my Buggins along, too, but they tell me they're not too bad. One and one. Time is called. The batter steps out. You never know. Traveling during a home talent circuit, you kind of prepare for everything. I've kind of taken a couple of my coats out of the car, though. I don't think I need all the coats I had during spring sports. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. High school spring sports, I traveled every coat I've ever owned. Some that haven't fit me in years, but sometimes it's just enough to have a cover over you. One and one. Here's the pitch, runner going first to second. Bouncer right field, and it's going to be, they're going to call it a foul off the batter's foot, I believe. So let's see here. Runner is going to have to get back to third. They're alerting Jimmy Jennings back.
First baseman, number three, Alan Spurley.
So Alan Spurley will be up. Arena will have runners at the corner. So that was not a foul ball, evidently called. It must have hit the runner at second base. So Jimmy is gone for the first out. Alt at third base. Nate Jennings at first base. No score in the ball game. And now a meeting at the mound here for Hollandale early on in the ball game with one away. They'll talk over the scenarios. The Aces with a chance to get on board here. Fly ball or something on the right side of the infield will score. Alt from third base. Eli leads at third. Nate Jennings at first. Spurley will be the batter. Here's the pitch. That one lifted to left down the line, and the left fielder is over, runs out of room. Is it? Oh, yes, just by inches. And it rolls into the first row of corn. Just like a field of dreams down here at Arena. Left fielder had to walk a couple of rows of corn there to find that foul ball. Outfield fence goes right to the foul line, and then after that, there's a gap between that and the light pole down there. So right into the row of corn. Probably find a few in the fall when they're harvesting. Throw is overthrown at first base and down the line, and that'll mean a run will score for Arena. They're on the board. Alt comes in to score, and it is 1-0 Aces. On the throw, Nate Jennings now at second base. And the hitter, Alan Spurley, trying to get it done here. Allendale manager asking about the previous play. Alt allowed to score on that one. Overthrow, and sure, runner at second base. Spurley, left-handed batter, standing back in. James to the belt. And here's the pitch. That one lifted toward left field. That's a base hit. Let's see if they try to score. Nate, they've got the brakes on at third as Helgeson comes in with a throw from left field. Base hit for Spurley. And the batter will be Schulte. Trey Schulte. Starting at third base tonight. Good inning for Arena, and it continues. Still only one away here in the inning. Runners at the corners. Schulte in and ready. James looking in for the target from Gordon. Back to the glove. And here comes the pitch. Runner going first to second, and there'll be no throw. They look the runner back at third base. Strike called on Schulte. So Arena aggressive on the base paths with a second stolen base. Base hit could potentially score two more. James to the belt. The kick and the pitch. Her ball is called a strike. Strike two now on Schulte. Nothing more patriotic than baseball here over the 4th of July holiday. Home talent playing all weekend long. Here's the pitch. Bounced off the handles to third. Going to try to score the run. Throw to first. Not in time. And the run coming around third is going to come in to score on the overthrow. It's 3-0. Allendale struggling a little bit with its defense. Jennings scored. on the errant throw at first, and then Spurley allowed to score as it was an overthrow. And on second base now is Trey Schulte. Zach Paulus, the DH, will hit. Still only one away, and that was on that interference call. So here we go. Runners have scored. Runner at second. And the first pitch is a little bit outside. One ball and no strikes to Zach Paulus. Good start for the Aces. You want to put a couple of losses from this last weekend behind them. So far, they have. Here comes the next pitch. That one swung off the handles and fouled into the arena dugout. Evens the count at one ball and one strike. Not a lot of the regular season left here for these teams. Getting down to, well, these two games this weekend, and then after this weekend, July 13th and July 20th, and then the playoffs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Two strikes on Paulus. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Allendale scuffling for an out here in the bottom half of inning number one. James to the belt, checks second, and now to the plate with the runner leaning, swing and a miss. And Paulus is gone. There are two away. That will bring up Max Miles, the catcher. Miles will work his way in.
28, Max Miles.
Getting some of that good arena earth on the bat handle and ready to roll. The batter standing in with a runner at second base here in the bottom of the first. Three runs across for the Aces tonight. James kicks and fires, and that one above the letters, ball one. Miles, the seventh batter of the inning for Arena. Arena has a couple of hits and three runs. Here's the pitch. Shot the corner and missed. Two balls and no strikes. Kind of like the Brewer game was under delay. Slight delay anyway. Two balls and no strikes. James back and ready. Here's the pitch. That one is outside. Ball three. Three and none now to Miles. Egan Schoes awaiting on deck. Here's the next pitch. That one is down low. He walked him. So Hollandale has one of the bases here. The eighth batter of the inning, Keegan Schoes, is coming up. Schoes, the center fielder. Arena's going to get a runner coming in. Roman Jensen will run for Max Miles, the catcher. So runners at one, two, and three. And Schoes playing the eighth position, wearing number eight, standing in against James. Runners at first and second, two away. Here's the pitch, fouled off and out of play. Strike one. Nothing in one. They're going to say interference. Oh. Yep, the batter is going to go to first base. Fouled it off. Loads the bases, though. And the batter will be Wyatt Miller. So Miller, the ninth batter for the Aces, standing in here. A couple of swings and ready to roll here in the bottom of the first. Nine batters now into the order for Arena. Here's the pitch. Bounce slowly to shortstop. Could be trouble. Shortstop gloves. Bobbles. Run scores. 4-0 Arena. So Miller gets out at first base. Scoring is Trey Schulte. On the play, Max Miles goes to third. Keegan Schoes at second. Wyatt Miller at first. And off the batter, Arena has officially batted around. Time out for the runner to get the batting gloves off. And now we're ready. Alt started this with a solid single. Second pitch he saw. James ready. Runners leading at 1-2-3. The pitch ripped in the air. Well hit. Center fielder is over and can't make the play. One run will score. Two runs will score. Run going to third. The slide, the tag, and they didn't get him. A couple of more come across for Arena, and Eli Auld has his second hit of the inning. How about that? Arena continues with the RBIs. Two RBIs from Eli Auld. And, yeah, he's working his way toward being on the radio tonight, maybe. Miles and Chose both score. Miller at third, or his runner, Roman Jensen, I should say, and Eli Auld at second. Jimmy Jennings, the batter. The pitch fouled off, strike one. Jimmy reached on an error earlier. Total of five runs across here for Arena. Here comes the next pitch. Check swing. It's a strike. Strike two. Actually, I should say six runs across. I didn't pencil in the last one. So 6-0 Arena. Tough when they're coming in that quickly to keep track of them all. Nothing in two. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. 1-2 on Jimmy. Denning standing back in. James working from the stretch. Runners at second and third. Here's the pitch. Reached out and touched toward right field. Second baseman going back. He's got it for the third out, and Hollandale finally gets out of it. Arena sends a total of 11 to the plate, and they lead it 6-0 after one here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
And the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning. That's for northwestern Grant County and southern Crawford County until 7:15. That storm was last spotted at 6:30 over Prairie du Chien and moving east at 25 miles per hour and contains 60 mile per hour wind gusts and quarter size hail. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Grant County and southern Crawford County until 7:15 this evening.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
When it comes to expert service on electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos, count on Chitwood Electric.